Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You know, if world leadership, if we compare that to a school, then the head boy or the head prefect of the school has to be the United States. What happens in the United States, even though we're sitting here at the tip of Africa, the southern tip of Africa, it is significant to us. It's important to us because it kind of gives us a sense also of what is happening in the rest of the world and what's going to have an impact on our lives. And it does have an impact on our lives. So we got hold of David Smith. He's the Washington correspondent of The Guardian. And he's going to unpack the President Joe Biden's State of the Union address for us. Morning. How are you, David?
Fine. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time this morning. So what was the main feeling around the State of the Union address?
I think a positive feeling for Joe Biden. Some people said this was the best speech of his presidency. It focused a lot on domestic policy, the economy, job creation, underlined his credentials as the sort of man of the people, blue-collar Joe Biden, not so much on foreign policy. And his style was also important in that he was quite energized and feisty. And I think that assuaged fears over his capability to run again for president. He is, of course, the oldest president in American history at the age of 80. There's a presidential election coming up next year. Some people worry whether he's really up to it, but this suggested that he's spoiling for the fight and will be fine on the campaign trail, on the debate stage, and so on. The main other impression I think many people felt, and I was in the chamber of the House of Representatives, was that Republicans are really struggling to find their feet and deal with Biden. There was quite a lot of heckling and shouting and interrupting. And in one memorable moment, Joe Biden, very unusually in these circumstances, actually took them on. He did not ignore the hecklers. He actually engaged them and got in a back and forth about social welfare entitlements and declared victory. And I think the general view was that Biden came off best in that exchange. And it does leave the Republican Party, which is still in many ways dominated by Donald Trump, trying to find a path forward.
So interesting. I mean, how would you say, what is the state of the United States, not from Biden's perspective, but from an outsider's perspective? I mean, are they better off now economically than they were during the Trump administration?
If you took Joe Biden's word for it in the State of the Union address, then the answer would certainly be yes.
Yeah.
Comparisons are difficult, of course. Under Trump, the economy was actually going pretty well, at least in headline figures. Not necessarily so well for people in the middle and especially working class. Then, of course, the coronavirus pandemic came along,
right,
and upended everything. A massive shutdown, and then, of course, a massive reopening. So when Joe Biden became president in January 2021, there certainly was an economic crisis. There was massive government spending on a scale once unimaginable to get the economy moving again, cash payments to people. And right now, it's a strange situation where unemployment is at its lowest rate since 1969.
Hmm.
Inflation is slowing down a bit. There are various indicators that are very positive that the White House would trumpet. And yet opinion polls show a lot of people still feeling dissatisfied, as if the economy is not working for them. There's maybe a bit of a gap between perception and reality. But I think most economists would say, when they compare America to other leading economies around the world, that it's actually in pretty good shape right now.
Amazing. Did he address racism in the United States in any form?
He certainly did, and again, he's earning praise for that. The seminal moment was, he talked about the recent police killing of Tyree Nichols, a young African-American man in Memphis, Tennessee, and Tyree Nichols' parents were in the public balcony. I could sort of look across the chamber and see them. Joe Biden named them. They stood. Everyone applauded. And he talked quite poignantly about his experience as a white person and the privilege that gives him, how he's never had to have the talk, as it's known, with his own children. He's never had to sit down with his own kids and explain what to do if police stop you on the road, you know, put your hands on the wheel or have your lights on, these other things. And many people felt it was a moving moment. It showed his sensitivity. And in general, he was he had more empathy for victims of police brutality, many of them black, this year than he did a year ago, where he was still doing a bit of the tough on crime rhetoric. And really, he said, you know, America must do better, and urged some kind of police reform.
Amazing, David. What was your moment? Did you have a moment being in the chamber, where you're listening to the State of the Union address and you have a moment, and that's the one thing that you kind of stands out above all the other things that he had to say?
Yeah, I think this speech will be remembered for Joe Biden taking on and exposing Republicans in many ways. It's, you know, one thinks about the British Parliament, the South African Parliament, the way these different systems work. And traditionally, the State of the Union address is a fairly prosaic affair. You know, a man standing there giving a speech and lots of standing ovations and the very occasional heckle. And this time, when he talked about Republicans, some Republicans wanting to cut Social Security and Medicare, these welfare entitlements. Again, the Republican heckles and boos and jeers began, and Trump and Joe Biden looked them in the eye and had this exchange, this back and forth, really ultimately goaded them into his point of view and saying, okay, we can all agree then we're not going to cut Medicare and Social Security. And the Republicans were forced to stand and clap, and this was after one of the most extreme members of the Republican Party, Marjorie Taylor Greene, had shouted, "You lie, you liar," and made sort of gestures. It was a very unusual moment for this kind of occasion. It was certainly more reminiscent of the British Parliament. It made you wonder what it would be like if American presidents received more of a grilling sometimes, something like Prime Minister's questions. And the way Joe Biden did it, in a very down-to-earth, classic Joe Biden way, I think will you know, he wasn't sneering, he wasn't superior. I think will serve him well. And you know, in that moment, it was like the soft launch of his 2024 re-election campaign.
David, I have loved listening to what you have to say. Thank you so much for making time to speak to me this morning. I really do appreciate it, and just for unpacking the State of the Union address. Thank you very much. It's David Smith, Washington correspondent for The Guardian.